This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. Great to have you back this week. We had a special Hall of Fame episode to kick off the new year, and you're back. We're also back on Fox Sports Las Vegas, ESPN Richmond, Angels Radio Los Angeles, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, Real Sports Atlanta, ESPN South Jersey, and 107.5 Alive. So great to have you with us again this week. Our guest is Arizona Cardinals offensive lineman Kelvin Beachum. Stay tuned for that conversation. Kelvin's been on before. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. He does a lot of work in the community. He's driven by his faith, and he's also a really good football player on an Arizona Cardinals team that's headed to the playoffs. And they got a couple guys that you're familiar with who've been on Faith on the Field Show, did an event with us, Zach Ertz and Jordan Hicks.
Oh, yeah.
They're great on the guys. Arizona Cardinals. So will be great to see them in the playoffs. Maybe they'll even end up, could they end up playing the Buccaneers? There's all kinds of scenarios.
I
can't wait for the end of the season this weekend so we know who's
you
going
don't
where.
Say. You don't
who,
say.
Who's playing what? The season's not over.
I know.
I just want you to know.
I know.
Then it gets real. It's playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're going to have, you know how I've normally been off Saturdays throughout the NFL season up until the playoffs because this weekend, week 18, there's Saturday games. Then week one of the playoffs and week two, there's three Saturday games. Or two, one, three the next.
So what's left of the week that they don't play? I mean, that
well, that's
seems
it.
Like
they're only playing Saturday and Sunday in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. There's also a Monday night game.
See, that's
week.
What I'm saying. What else? Okay. What about Thursday? What about Friday? What about?
There's no Thursdays anymore. So you're good with that. I'm not sure when I'll get a day off, but I'll.
There we go.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. I'll see you in March. I'll see you in March.
You'll see me. You know what? Valentine's Day, we fly home from Los Angeles. Hopefully the Super Bowl is still held in L.A. and there's no cancellations. The NFL is actually today. They didn't start the process. They have already talked about contingency plans, but they do this every year just in case California is shut down for any reason. No. So yeah, hopefully we're good. We're out there in LA. And
come to Florida.
Yeah, they can always come back here. Come to Tampa.
Oh, how fun would that
be? We'll host the Super Bowl here. But you want to talk about some New Year's type of topic,
right? So on Christmas Day, I had this vision, right? Because for some reason, God loves to talk to me at 5 a.m. So I wake up at 5 and I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, what's on your mind, Jesus? Let's go. Let's talk. Because like there's something there. Because I know when I wake up at 5, there has to be something there. So I was just like, you know when you're like in the space between like, you're sleeping but not sleeping. It was that space. And I know that was like God is trying to talk to me about something. And I was just like in the moment, I was praying and everything. And I just like see this like vision. And in the vision, it was you, me, and the kids. And we're like going through like some sort of like a place where your name has to be on this list in order for you to go through. And I knew in the dream or the vision that and your name is not going to be on that list. Like I knew
we were not
on that list.
VIPs on whatever list.
Well, I don't know. It did not seem like a VIP. Wasn't
well, we were taking the kids, so
not
it couldn't
that kind
be
of
a
party.
Club
no,
or
not
anything
not
like
that,
that
kind of party. No. We haven't been in like So, anyways,
that's just the kids were born.
Anywho, I don't know where you were going with that, but I'm in this vision.
We're going to an event, a club.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. So, anyways, it wasn't an event. It was like some serious business.
The Super Bowl, if you come out, there's going to be events. There's going to be names on the list and all that.
But, anyways, our names were not on that list. So, I knew I was thinking to myself in that moment, like, oh, this is not good. Like, we're not going to go through. And it seemed serious. Like, it seems like a serious business, you know, like we had to go through this thing. But then I heard the Lord say, don't worry about the list. I will write your name on it. And in that moment, he said, I need you in the season to not worry about man-made stuff. And I need you to focus on the miraculous, magical, miraculous, supernatural stuff that I'm good at. Like the stuff that I do. And I'm going to show you miraculous things in this season. I'm going to show you supernatural things in this season. And I just was like, wow, you know, I feel like that was a word for me and for everybody that's listening in this year, especially it's coming up like that. Well, now we're in it.
2022.
I mean, 2021 was kind of an interesting.
Or didn't go any further.
Well, see, I didn't see. The word got me that okay. I was just like, whoa. I kept like just praying about it and thinking about it. And I was just like, well, this is incredible, you know? So I feel like it's a word for all of us. Like 2021 was all about kind of, I don't know, it was a struggling year for a lot of us, you know? And I feel like a lot of us lay down at night and just think of what ifs, you know? What if this happened? What if that happened? And you can interpret this or take it however you want to take it. But the world is a very interesting place right now, mm-hmm. and you never know what's going to happen, and you never know what's going to be required of us. And this is a word for all of us that just remind us that God got his kids, like he got his children. He knows what's up. He has the power and the ability to do what we cannot do, which is the supernatural stuff. He's good at that. That's what he's good at. And I feel like in that moment, what I was seeing, that I just felt like God is saying, like, the enemy overplayed his hand, and it's time for God to step up and step in and just go all out for his kids. And you don't have to worry about your name being on a piece of paper. You don't have to worry about your name being somewhere or whatever. God's got you. He got your back. He got you and got me and got all of us. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to stress about it. And if we would just stay focused on him, stay connected. I think this year, if we can just have the best spiritual year possible, we will have the best year of our lives. And we would just have to focus on that and just put him first in everything.
I think sometimes we forget the work that he's done for us already.
Yeah.
Right? And Psalm 126:3 says, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. Yeah. He has done great things for us. Are we always filled with joy? Because sometimes we don't recognize or don't appreciate right. all the great things that he's done for us already. And, you know, I say this all the time, and I think, you know, I pray about this when I'm praying with the girls, is thank you for that we woke up. Thank you that we can walk. So, like, all these little things that we take for granted that we can see, hear, walk, talk, sing, dance, jump, all that stuff. And some people aren't as fortunate, and they have other blessings and some difficulties that they're going through. And God has, he's given us so much. And even if we don't realize it in the moment, if it at a quiet time, we sit down and think about it and just look at where you're at. Mm-hmm. And are you in a warm, if you're living in a cold weather state, city, are you in a warm house at that moment? That's a blessing. If you're in a warm weather area, do you have air conditioning at that moment? That's a blessing. Like, just those little things that we can appreciate. And then to see that, to then expect what you're saying as going through life or going to something, and he'll surprise you when you have a little bit, when you have that belief in the everyday stuff, he'll surprise you sometimes. You know, we did something this week, and I don't want to get into too much details of it. And,
yeah, I was just going to bring it up. Like, you know, he just fulfilled that.
It was weird. It was strange. Really? You go to, you know, you have these. Yeah, we all have different credit cards. You all have different rewards, and you all have different stuff or whatever. But it's weird when
you're not
going to
go into details.
Right?
But it's just like that our names were on something, and we were like, "Whoa, really? Okay."
When you don't expect something, you're like, "Oh wow, that's pretty cool." Yeah, I wasn't expecting.
And
that,
I literally pulled up my phone and showed you, like, "Look, I write my goals for the year.
It's funny,
the first day of the year.
That's actually not funny. That's a cool thing.
It's Well, you have to put goals for yourself and." You know, for your family. So I wrote that on January 1st, you know, first day of the year. I write, like, I have to select a name or type of like a sentence for the year. And it's going to be like the year theme for us. And I wrote it based on that vision. And I wrote that it's going to be the miraculous supernatural year for us. And then this happened the other day, and then I pulled up the phone and said, "See, I showed you."
Yeah, it wasn't like a life changing.
No, life changing. But it's just that God is real. It just shows that He's real.
It was something small where you're like, "Oh wow,
small but cool."
But that's pretty cool.
But you knew in that moment that it could not happen if it wasn't for a supernatural miracle, like a supernatural thing. Like it was not a natural thing.
So much of that. Well, I don't believe in coincidences.
No, there is no coincidence. All. So this is how God kind of shows you that he's real.
Yeah.
So
it really is a very cool thing to see when some of that manifests itself. But up next, you're going to hear from Arizona Cardinals offensive lineman Kelvin Beachum. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores, it's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
This is Emma Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti, going solo this week. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com, find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an awesome lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend or two about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out. International Justice Mission, the Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores. If you would like to be a sponsor for this show, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. You can help us grow our ministry. We have various packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. So if you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com, under merch. Our guest, Kelvin Beachum, is in his 10th season in the NFL, his second with the Arizona Cardinals. He started 129 games in his career. He works equally hard off the field, earning a Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination. Here's my conversation with Kelvin Beachum.
Kelvin, the NFL is announcing four new nonprofit organization grant partners, and they're going to receive some funding through the league's Inspire Change Initiative. And they're focused on four key areas: police community relations, criminal justice reform, and education and economic advancement. Now, you're a member of the Player Owner Social Justice Working Group, and you're a member of the Players Coalition. So what do you feel, Kelvin, are the significance of these grants?
You know, for one, the grants continue to allow the NFL and the players to really continue serving in the communities that, for one, they either come from, that they currently live in, and grassroots organizations that are doing the work on the ground. This has been, it's been a joy of mine to be a part of some of these meetings and being able to look at the applications that we get every year, and that also that we get to review. And it's been an honor just to be able to make grants to organizations that we know are making an impact. And one thing that I love about this community is it's very data driven. So we're looking at the data that's being provided by these organizations, by the grantees, working in collaboration with NFL Foundation. To make sure that, you know, where we're putting funds is making the impact that we all desire.
How familiar are you with the organizations that are going to receive these grants? It's Wall Street Bound, Free Minds Book Club and Writing Workshop, Year Up, and Get Schooled.
Yeah, so I've heard about Year Up before. Wall Street Bond was an organization that I knew about as well. I love the financial literacy piece that Wall Street Bond has going on, and its ability to be able to work with young people to be able to educate them on the financial markets. It's one thing to play in New York, which I played at a couple of years ago, but it's another thing to make sure that those young people realize how important New York is to the financial economy and the global economy. So making sure through Wall Street Bond that young people have access to understanding how to operate effectively within the financial system is something that I'm really happy about. I'm excited to see what Wall Street Bond does with the funding that they get and the impact that they make with making sure that we have a pipeline and we have young people getting access to understanding how to operate and operate at a very high clip within the financial markets.
I know you're passionate about helping in the underserved communities and making sure they have the resources they need. When did that develop for you, your commitment, the motivation, the inspiration to really focus on helping in those communities?
Yeah. You know, the thing was, I was somebody that contributed, well, that was a benefactor of education, you know, had opportunity to go on a full ride to Southern Methodist University down in Dallas. My parents were huge on education, no pass, no play. That was just how things operated within our home. And it boded well for me. So was had the opportunity to go to SMU and realize just how important a great education was. And as you get into the National Football League, you realize the impact that you can make when you're pushing young people to not only get an education, but find a way to find a passion area within the educational realm and for me that passion has been science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, so STEAM within the education sector, and making sure that young people realize that, you know, this is a career path, this is where the global economy is going. I mean, think about, again, you talk about the New York Stock Exchange and what's going on within the financial economy. Everything that's driving the stock market is technology stocks, much of it. So technology is really driving innovation, is driving wealth, is driving where funding is going. I want to make sure that underserved communities have access to that. And it's been something that I've been passionate about. It's something that I'm super focused on. That's really where I hang my hat, you know, even on this player owner committee is around the education sector. I mean, even with the Players Coalition, you know, being a co-chair for the education pillar, is something that I'm always focused on, always passionate about. And I really feel that that's the way to make sure that our young people have access to what's coming next, access to being able to understand how to navigate the waters within the global economy. And then making sure that they have access to wealth building. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, some of us in the National Football League come from socially disadvantaged neighborhoods. And to be able to make sure that, you know, we tell these young people and encourage these young people that technology is a way to be able to build that wealth is something that I want to see happen and want to see something I want to see happen, you know, throughout their life and be a part of that.
Kelvin, congratulations on being nominated by the Arizona Cardinals for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. I know you were nominated by the Jets previously. What does that award mean to you? I've talked to so many players who've been nominees and guys who've won it in the past. And to them, it's even more important than on-field achievements. And how do you feel about it?
You know, the thing is it's an honor. You're almost speechless when you actually have to talk about it because, you know, Walter Payton and that family represented so much of what we want all of our players and all of the NFL players to represent off the field. It's great humans, serving leaders, and people who are willing to put people above themselves. And I think that's what this award exemplifies. So to be able to be in this company, to be able to even be considered for the award or be a nominee is a huge thing because there's so many people that are deserving, so many people on our team, so many people across the National Football League. And it's been a joy of mine to actually hear some of the other stories from other guys across the league. There's so much going on. And there's so many good things going on. I know we have the headlines of guys, you know, not doing the right thing, but I think this is an opportunity to really highlight a number of guys across the league doing amazing things in their communities, having amazing stories, you know, having either traumatic experiences that have happened in their life that they've been able to turn into amazing causes. So this award is not just about one person. It's about a collection of men across the National Football League who are finding a way to serve their communities in some very impactful ways.
How difficult is it, Kelvin, to balance the work that you do off the field, the community work, the social justice work, and being a football player, which is number one, your job, and you guys are, the Cardinals are having a great season right now. And I know it's been a little rough in December, but how do you balance that?
You know, it's a balancing act, man. I wouldn't say that I have the secret sauce or I have the formula. You know, you try to work at it day in and day out. You know, right now I'm doing this interview, but also doing treatment at the same time over here on my left arm. So it's it's just, you just got to find a way to get it done, man. It's a balancing act every single day, you know, and tomorrow's Wednesday. It's the biggest day of the week for us from a practice standpoint. We got a huge opponent and a very talented opponent coming up this weekend. And we just find a way to make it happen. You know, you try to plan and structure things in a very creative way. But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to find a way to make it happen.
What's it like, man? You get a firsthand view of blocking for a guy like Kyler Murray. I get to see him on TV and occasionally get to cover a game, but you're there on the field. What's it like to block for a guy like that who at any given moment he could turn a play into a 60-yard scramble or whatever it may be?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to be a part of an offense like this. You know, I think that there's talent out across the field, and when you add Kyler into that, it really does make the offense dynamic. The thing is, you never know where he can be. He can be behind you. He can be on the opposite side of the field. He does a really good job of just finding a way to make plays. You know, I think for all of us, we just got to find a way to do a better job of protecting him. And he has to do a better job of making his reads and find a way to get the ball where it needs to go at the right time. And then I think collectively, we got to find a way to win a situational football. And I think he's getting better in that particular regard. He's maturing. This is his third year, if I'm not mistaken. He's getting better, and I've had him, you know, the jump that he's made from last year to this year. He's continuing to get better. Know that he's a high caliber, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. So we got to do our job of making sure that he's protected.
I'll wrap up with this, Kelvin. How does your faith, man, influence all the work that you do in the community, the how you give back, everything that you're involved in, even your work on the field? How does, I know as a man of faith, it's something that's important to you. How does that influence you?
Man, it's everything, man. You know, you ask how you balance it. You balance it you balance it with, you know, having a high power, being connected to the source. The source is God and through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you get it done. That's the only way you have the strength to be able to make it day to day. That's the only way that you have the time to make it day to day, and the energy to make it day to day. And you know, it's grace and mercy that has been afforded to me. So for me, it's one thing to have grace. It's another thing to be able to give grace. I've been given a lot of grace and a lot of mercy. So to be able to serve other people and be able to impact other people in the way that I've been fortunate enough to do so is something that's where it starts. It starts with faith, starts with my upbringing. And I just want to be able to continue to serve. And I've been saying this for a long time. The Bible talks about charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. And, you know, I've been blessed in that regard where I had a great home and trying to build a great home for my kids and show them how to serve and show them how to volunteer and put others above themselves and try to, you know, do that, you know, on a big stage where they can see it every single day. I want them to see it out of their dad, and I want them to see that it can be done even at this level.
I love that, Kelvin. Well, man, listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Anytime, Rob.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Kelvin Beecham. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our Faith on a Field Show team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.